It is 19th century, and it's interesting because it makes me think of the 19th century language of flowers. I think it's also in German. There was this whole Victorian tradition of attributing certain qualities or certain kind of, you know, humors to certain flowers, so that I could give you a bouquet and I could tell you exactly, send you a little message, you know, in my bouquet of flowers, and you could blush because you could read that I was saying something slightly erotic or whatever, and you give someone a pineapple, which means you are perfect, by the way. It's always a good thing to take to a dinner party. But that idea of codification, that idea of communication, verbal communication, being either so difficult or actually impossible or not appropriate or, you know, somehow redundant, was definitely something we wanted to set up. I mean, I have to say to you, I'm really thrilled by your description of your kind of entering this melodramatic world, which we purposefully wanted to set up like a soap, and including our Dallas titles, you know, Milano, you know, and feeling this sense of boredom. I mean, that is literally something we talked about. We wanted people to feel like they were in a world, in a sort of bath, soapy bath that they could rely upon. One of the things we wanted to engage with was the way in which, you know, making films about rich people is a very dangerous business, because you, what happens is, and I've been there before with a film I made with Sally Potter called Orlando, there's something that happens, the camera kind of falls into a sort of mesmeric trance with all this wealth, and it's very difficult not to stay back in a sort of slightly theatrical relationship and put oneself in a sort of masochistic reverie that, oh, they are there and we are outside looking through the window with our pink noses in the cold, looking at this incredible, you know, view of the spread and the gilt and the china and everything. And we wanted to do that first, let everybody get thoroughly kind of used to that blick, and then go in, round the backs of the hair, round under the armpits, really kind of feel the human scale. But it was a high-risk strategy because, I mean, I'm sure so many people will leave after the first few minutes because they will feel that they know where this is going. And we also, again, this was an experiment we set ourselves. The one thing I've told you that we knew we wanted to start with the idea of the revolution of love. And I would say that this last scene, the emotion and the texture and the atmosphere of this last denouement, this silent cinema denouement with this particular piece of music and this disappearance and this golden carpet and all of that, that was in a way the very first passage that we ever talked about. And it was like we took a golden apple and we put it on the top of a column, and then we had to build this staircase up to it. So we knew we wanted to end in a kind of Greek tragedy, but we wanted to get there through melodrama. I mean, it's completely insane even talking about it now, but that was what we wanted to do.